Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so this could be useful data in trying to craft who you want the Lions to take. At 29, should they indeed be picking at 29? And we'll get to that in a second. Yep, draft week, our draft headquarters downtown Detroit at the Buffalo Wild Wings, just across the street from backstage at the NFL draft. I'm glad to be with you here all week long. Feedback coming in, and I want to get to this before we get to the data. I think the easiest position to hit on is offensive tackle, and the most difficult to hit on is running back. That's from Neil. From Jeff, knowing the Lions, I don't think the Lions have 15 of the league's top 29 on their list. The Lions always go outside the box. I don't think the Lions have 15 of the league's top 29 on the list. I don't know what that means. Dan Campbell said today, hey, if you get one of the top 15 players in the draft, you get one heck of a player. My conclusion is their list, their top bucket has 15 players. That's what I take away from that when he says that. I think that's providing a little bit of insight as to how many players they've given either first-round grades to or that are just simply in their top bucket.
Yeah, it could. I don't want to read too much into it because if I start to read too much into it, then I'm going to think, oh, wait a minute. This also means that, you know, if they get towards that guy, that they're definitely going to make a move to get him or they're definitely going to wait because the way the Lions do things, they see things differently, so their guy's going to be there at 29. If you start to think overthink it, all scenarios come true. You know, I mean, hey, we've got now you're at 29 and you've got there are still 9 of the 15 on your list. Why don't we trade back and we can get 2 of them?
Let's go.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a great way to look at it.
But every scenario can come through is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's and we talk about
so
every
that's why
scenario.
That's why I'm trying hard not to overthink what it is. Do I think that they've got Yeah, I think they feel very comfortable with it. They're going to land one of those guys. Yes, I agree with that.
From James and Fenton in the 2023 draft, Brad had 14 guys ranked as round one guys. He got 4 of them with his first 4 picks. They will have one of their guys at pick 29. I think James is more right than wrong. Another one here, same thing from an unnamed texter. Last year, Brad said they have 14 guys with first round grades. So you don't have to trade up to get the guys they have first-round grades on. So, yeah, interesting stuff there and certainly all logical conclusions to draw. All right, Gator Kang, I want to ask you, based upon this data, of players that were drafted in the first round, the last 20 drafts, which position is most likely to sign a second contract with that team, a.k.a. considered a hit? Gator, you go first. What position do you think is most likely to draft a second or get a second contract with the team that drafted him in the first round?
Offensive line.
Okay, be specific.
Tackle.
Okay. Kang, which position do you think?
I was going to say offensive line as well. To be specific, I'll say center.
Okay. And which position do you think is least likely to sign a second contract with a team after being drafted in the first round?
Edge rusher.
Okay. Kang?
I'll go quarterback.
Okay. All right. There are only 3 positions that are 50% or more. And to your credit, Gator, they are all on the offensive line. But The guard position, 50% of guards taken in the first round sign a second contract with the team that drafted them. 59% of tackles sign the contract with the team that drafted them. 92% of centers.
Yeah, there you go, Kang.
Taken in the first round, signed a second contract with the team that drafted him.
Tells me not many centers have been taken in the first round.
It is the second least drafted position in the first round, as a total of 12 centers. Check that. It is the least. My bad. It is the least. 12 centers have been taken in the first round the last 20 drafts. 11 have re-signed with the team that drafted them. Now, there's two ways you can look at this. One is easiest position to predict. Two is there's not many that's worth it. Don't force it. But I think this is useful to a degree if you love both Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier, guys who are centers but can play the guard spot. It's good hit rate, real good hit rate.
Well, the reason it's a good hit rate, too, is, guys, don't forget, where are centers usually taken in the first round? The later part, right? The second half at best. So generally, first of all, we already know that it's the least drafted position. You just told us that. So when someone does draft a center, they're getting the number one center on the board. You're not fighting other, like, it's that's it. That's the only center that went, and he's probably the best center, and that's why that hit rate is so high, because centers don't go top five, top ten.
And if you're not drafting him that often in the first round, I guess, yeah, I would.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would think that whatever the next lowest drafted position is, I don't know what that is. Is there a high hit rate on that too?
No.
Okay.
But I do think what is useful data is literally there's three positions that are 50% or more. Guard, tackle, center.
There you go.
Offensive line in general is where the best hit rate is.
Well, they're hard to come by, and this is why you don't normally see them come through in free agency, at least the high-end ones, which would be your younger offensive linemen, looking for that second contract. Teams will definitely re-sign them. So you think about when you get offensive linemen, when they hit the free agent pool,
mm-hmm.
They're usually older guys. So, and that's exactly what the Lions have done with both guard positions in the offseason. They brought back, their own guy, Glasgow, and then they went out and got the one from Baltimore,
yep.
Zeitler. So, and he's not exactly young. Neither one of those guys are. That's why.
Okay. The position that's toughest to predict, again, according to the Adam Schefter, and it was – it was Paul Hembo, the morning show producer for Get Up, did the data search. You guys
sneaky.
Said, Gator, you said...
Edge rusher.
Edge rusher is not the hardest position to project. They come in at 44%, which is a decent hit rate. The lowest percentage is 27. Kang, did you say running back?
He said quarterback.
Quarterback, I'm sorry. Quarterback is 46%, which is the fifth highest overall. There are five positions lower than 40%. at 38% is cornerback and running back. At 34% is safety. At 33% is tight ends, which is the second lowest position that's drafted in the first round. And the worst hit rate,
wide receiver,
the position that's least likely to sign a second contract with their team, is wide receiver at a mere 27%. A
lot of busts.
Yep, a lot of busts. Any takeaway from this the least likely group?
I don't know what to make of it just yet because some of this data is a little inconclusive given that the last three drafts or four drafts really aren't going to be part of it. Because
well, they only went 2020 to 2019, so the guys who are up for second contracts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So some of that – and I think the league has changed. You know, Ken, you point out all the time this is such a passing league now, and it's even more so than ever. It feels like it. So maybe this allows for more wide receivers to make it moving forward because of the way the game has changed. But I guess I'm not terribly surprised by this. You know, just going in my own head and trying to think of back to receivers that have been drafted, and you know they're not all gems, as I like to say, and it's hard to find a guy. Like, I mean, if I had to pin you against a wall right now, is Jamison Williams getting a second contract with the Lions?
I would say yes.
Okay, Kang, would you say yes?
It's hard for me to say right now. I mean, you're forcing me to pick right now.
He's 2 years in.
I would say no if you said right now. If you made me force me right now. I'd want him back, but I just think you got to sign ASB, so, you know. But here's the thing I think about that, Doug, is that, first of all, the receiving position, that's high volume in the first round. There's a lot more, you know, right, drafted receivers than any other position, it seems like. Secondly, just because you don't sign a second contract with that team doesn't necessarily mean you're a bust. What if that guy, T. Higgins, wants out? I think he was a second-round pick. But whatever. You know, Justin Jefferson, if he doesn't re-sign with the Vikings, you know, I think they're still good receivers. They just price themselves out as well.
Yeah, and then it gets to whether or not it's worth it for the team that drafted him. Do you get the first 5 years out of him? Is it worth it for them? It could be. I mean, it could be, and they just decide to let him go because the ask is too much. But it's potential useful data for people out there. There have been 635 first-round picks from 2020 to 2019. Of the 635, 43%.
2020.
Since 2000 to 2019. Since in that time, 43%, 364 have re-signed with the team that drafted them. So if you're at 50% or above, you're doing better than most. If you're better than 43%, you're doing better than the average. Interesting data. In the meantime, we got another exercise we want to do, and we want to get the people involved. As we move in on the draft, it is tomorrow. We're at our draft headquarters in downtown Detroit. Streaming live on twitch.tv if you want to see our setup. Streaming live on youtube.com, same thing. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971theticket. Go to youtube.com, search up 971theticket. Bam, there we are. Participate in the streaming chat. It's Carson Anderson, 971theticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.